وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين.
Someone asked, there is an incident that Abu Sufyan, who was he? Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, what was he? He was the second leader of Quraysh. After Abu Jahl was killed, he was the leader of Quraysh, Abu Sufyan. What battle was he leading? The battle of Uhud. The battle of Uhud, Abu Sufyan was the leader. Also the battle of Ahzab, the battle of Ahzab, the battle of Ahzab. Who was the close, who was the Sahabi who was so close to kill him if he wouldn't remember Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam guidelines, Hudayfa. Hudayfa ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu. Abu Sufyan was the leader of Quraysh after killing Abu Jahl. And when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had agreement with Quraysh in Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, what year was that? Sixth year of the Hijrah. How many years was the peace contract treaty? 10 years. So 10 years between Prophet Muhammad Alayhi Wasallam and the Quraysh, no fight. Then Quraysh, they broke the covenant, the agreement, the contract. Within how many years? Within 2 years. So they broke the covenant in the 8th year. Within that period, Abu Sufyan, he led a caravan, he went to Sham. And the Hiraqal, the Roman king, was looking for him to know about Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. So he met him and he asked him questions. This is collected by Sahih al-Bukhari. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Abu Sufyan told me, أن هرقل أرسل إليه في ركب من قريش وكانوا تجارا بالشام في المدة التي كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مادة فيها أبو سفيان وكفار قريش فأتوه وهم بإيلاء فدعاهم في مجلسه وحوله عظماء الروم. So هرقل, the Roman king, called Abu Sufyan, the Quraysh leader, to ask him about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he asked him questions. He had a translator. First question was, أيكم أقرب نسبا بهذا الرجل الذي يزعم أنه نبي. Who of you, those who Abu Sufyan is one of them, because they were Abu Sufyan with some people. He said, who of you close to this man who claimed to be a prophet in lineage wise? Abu Sufyan said, فقلت أنا أقربه نسبا. I'm the closest to him. فقال أدنوه مني. Make him close to me. وقربوا أصحابه فجعلوهم عند ظهره. And make also those who are with him close, but to be behind him, to be behind him. So they are sitting behind Abu Sufyan, those who were with him from Quraysh. Then he said to his translator, قل لهم إني سائل هذا عن هذا عن هذا الرجل فإن كذبني فكذبوه. I am asking Abu Sufyan, means this man, about that man, means about the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If he lies, oh, the rest is talking to the rest. If he, Abu Sufyan, lies, belie him, tell him he's lying. Abu Sufyan said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَوْلَا الْحَيَاءُ مِنْ أَنْ يَأْثِرُ عَلَيَّ كَذِبًا لَكَذَبْتُ عَنْهُ. By Allah, if I don't feel shy that they will mention about me, I lie, I would have lied. So Abu Sufyan, he says he would lie about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He wouldn't tell the truth to the Roman king if he doesn't fear one thing. What is that? That those behind him will say he lied. People will say to me he lied one time. If I don't shy from that, I would have lied to him. Meaning he's not doing for who? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's doing for people to keep his honor. He doesn't want to be said he lied. So this means lying, it was even so evil to the mushrikeen who don't fear Allah. Was so bad. So a Muslim should avoid lying. Okay, then he asked him questions. He said, كيف نسبكم فيه? How is his lineage among you? Is he from high class people? Or from ماذا? People look them down? Yes? What kind of tribe he is? Yes? ذو نسب. He is honorable. He is not a man from low class people. Those, you know, usually the human beings are not in the same level in worldly life. Just like some of them healthy, some of them sick, some of them wealthy, some of them poor. Likewise, some of them are from a lot of people, big tribe, some of them few number. Some of them, they are people known with honor and leadership and kingdom and status, and some of them, they are not. So he asked Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he said, yes, he has status among us. He is from high tribe people. Okay. He said, did he ever say, فَهَلْ قَالَ هَذَا الْقَوْلَ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ قَدْ قَبْلَهُ? Did anyone of you ever claim this claim? Witness, he ever said he is a prophet? You Quraysh, you people, who Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam belonged to, did anyone of you ever claim that he is a prophet in your history? Abu Sufyan said, لَا, قُلْتُ لَا. قَالَ فَهَلْ كَانَ مِنْ آبَائِهِ مِنْ مَلِكٍ? Was any of his forefathers was a king? قَالَ فَقُلْتُ لَا. I said, no. قَالَ فَأَشْرَافُ النَّاسِ يَتَّبِعُونَهُ أَمْ ضُعَفَاؤُهُمْ? Who follow him? Those who, again, I can say high-class people follow him, or those who are low-class people. I don't know how you say it in English. Yes. Not the rich, poor, not about money. About, yes, noble or common. Hassan Abdullah. Who follow him? From the noble ones or from the common people? Yani people with status, and whether they are wealthy, whether from high tribe, or whether from the leadership, or the people who are local. He said, فَقُلْتُ بَلْ دُعَفَاهُمْ. Said the weak ones, not the strong ones. قَالَ أَيَزِيدُونَ أَمْ يَنْقُصُونَ? Are they increasing or they decreasing? قُلْتُ بَلْ يَزِيدُونَ. I said, they increasing. قَالَ فَهَلْ يَرْتَدُّ أَحَدٌ مِنْهُمْ سَخَطًا لِدِينِهِ سَخْطَةً لِدِينِهِ بَعْدَ أَنْ يَدْخُلْ? Does anyone leave his religion after, because of hatred to it? He doesn't like it after he enter? Somebody leave Islam because he doesn't like the religion after he become Muslim? He said, قُلْتُ لَا. I say, no. قَالَ فَهَلْ كُنْتُمْ تَتَّهِمُونَ بِالْكَذِبْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقُولَ مَا قَالْ? Were you, did he used to lie, or even used to think he may lie before he claimed what he claimed, before he saying he's a prophet? Was he someone you may think he may lie? قُلْتُ لَا. He said, I say, no. قَالَ وَنَحْنُ مِنْهُ فِي مُدَّةٍ لَا نَدْرِي مَا هُوَ فَاعِلٌ فِيهَا. قَالَ وَلَمْ تُمَكِّنِّي كَلِمَةٌ أُدْخِلُ فِيهَا شَيْئًا غَيْرَ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ. When he asked him, that one, he said, no. We never think, we never thought, we never assume, we never thought he may lie. He's not known to lie. قَالَ فَهَلْ يَغْدِرْ. Does he break the covenants and promises? Does he betray the covenants? You have a covenant with him, does he? He said, قُلْتُ لَا. I say, no. But now we have a contract with him, peace contract. Really now, I don't know will he betray or he will not. He said, that's the only word, the only time I can find a way to enter something. Meaning is to find a way to defame the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, to find a way to defame him. No, he didn't betray us. He never break our promise. But now we have one with him. We don't know will he fulfill or not. You see what he means? Yeah, he want to find a way to, because he can't tell lie. And all the answers is yes. And each one sound is for the favor of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's positive. But now, since this is about the future, did he lie in the past? No. Did he betray any contract? Never. But now we have one. We don't know will he fulfill it. Okay. He said, did you fight him? فَهَلْ قَاتَلْتُمُهُ? He said, I say, نعم. قَالَ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ قِتَالُكُمْ? How was your fight with him? قُلْتُ الْحَرْبُ بَيْنَا وَبَيْنَهُ سِجَالْ يَنَالُ مِنَّا وَنَنَالُ مِنْهُ. Yes, we have fight. One day we win, one day he wins. Yeah, sometimes we defeat him, sometimes he defeat us. He said, مَاذَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ? What does he call you to? قلت يقول اعبد الله وحده ولا تشركوا به شيئا واتركوا ما يقول آباؤكم ويأمرنا بالصلاة والصدق والعفاف والصلة صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said he commands us to worship Allah alone, not to associate anyone with him in worship, and to leave what our fathers used to worship, what our fathers used to say. He commands us to establish prayer, to give the sadaqah, charity. He commands us al-afaf. What's al-afaf? Al-afaf. Afaf. Yes, modesty, that's one of the meaning of afaf. Afaf means to avoid unsuitable things. Afaf means not to ask people and beg people. Afaf means to avoid the sin. So to be in a good state. your honor, Guru said, you don't beg people, you don't do wrong thing. He command us that. And also he said he command us sila, to maintain the ties of kinship, take care of relative. And this is what he command us. فقال للترجمان, he said to the translator, قل له, say to him, سألتك عن نسبه فذكرت أنه فيكم ذو نسب فكذلك الرسل تبعث في نسب قومها. Yes, I ask you about his lineage, you tell me that he has status, he has lineage. Likewise, the messengers, they are sent from the people they belong to. وسألتك هل قال أحد منكم هذا القول فذكرت أن لا ألا فقلت لو كان أحد قال هذا القول قبله لقلت رجل يأتسي بقول بقولي قيل قبله. I ask you if anyone claimed prophethood among you, you say no. If there would have been one, I would have said he is following those before him. Someone already claimed prophet, so he is also claiming. That's what I would have said. But you told me nobody claimed prophethood before him in your in your people. وسألتك هل كان من آبائهم من ملك فذكرت ألا قلت فلو كان من آبائهم من ملك قلت رجل يطلب ملك أبيه. I ask you if one of his father was a king, far fathers, ancestors, you say no. If there would have been one, I would have said he's a man who is looking for the leadership of his forefathers. His grandfather, great-grandfather was a king, so now he is looking for the same kingdom. I would have said that, but you tell me none of his forefathers was a king. وسألتك هل كنتم تتهمونه بالكذب. How you say in English? هل كنتم تتهمونه بالكذب. اتهام. Yeah? Not accuse. اتهام. تتهمونه. يتهمك بالكذب. لا تتهمني بالكذب. Is it accuse? Okay. تهمة. Yes. Suspicious. طيب. أحسنت. Accuse. معنى تهمة. ما معنى تهمة؟ Suspicion. تهمة. أيوة. أيوة. صحيح. نعم أبا وائل. Accusation. أحسنت. Accusing, yes, accusation, accuse. Jazakallah khair, Abba Hamam. Aywa. Taib, he said no. Did you accuse him to lie? He said, you told me no. If you would have, qal, if you didn't lie, yes, true. Here means accusation. Ahsanta. You told me no, he didn't lie. You didn't accuse him that he lied. He said if he didn't lie about the people, he wouldn't lie about Allah. That's why I asked you. And you told me no, he doesn't lie about the people. If he doesn't lie to the people, about the people, he will not lie about Allah. This is very common sense, understandable. Okay, then he said, أيوة يكتب على الله. وسألتك أشراف الناس اتبعوه أم ضعفاؤه فذكرت أن ضعفاؤهم اتبعوه وهم أتباع الرسل. Also, you told me that those who follow him are the weak ones. He said, likewise, the followers of the messengers are the weak ones. Yes, at least in the beginning. وسألتك نعم أيزيدون أم ينقصون فذكرت أنهم يزيدون وكذلك أمر الإيمان حتى يتم. Likewise, I ask you, are they increasing or decreasing? You told me they're increasing. He said, the same will say, the إيمان increases until it completes. وسألتك أير تد أحد سخطا لدينه بعد أن يدخل فيه فذكرت ألا وكذلك الإيمان حين تخالط بشاطته القلوب. I ask you if one does one of them leave his religion after he accepts out of because of anger of the religion, not because if he is forced, but if he because dislike the religion, you say no. You said then likewise the Iman when it goes deep into the heart. It's witness, if it's mixed with the heart, likewise the person doesn't leave it. And then finally he said, وَسَأَلْتُكَ هَلْ يَغْدِرْ فَذَكَرْتَ أَلَّا وَكَذَلِكَ الرُّسُلُ لَا تَغْدِرْ. I ask you, does he betray the contract? You say no. Likewise the messengers, they don't betray the contracts. Also, another one, وَسَأَلْتُكَ بِمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ فَذَكَرْتَ أَنَّهُ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَيَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْ عِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالصِّدْقِ وَالْعَفَافِ فَإِنْ كَانَ مَا تَقُولُ حَقًّا فسيملك موضع قدمي هاتين. I ask you what he ordered you, you tell me to worship only Allah and to avoid the idols and to establish the prayer, to give the sadaqah, charity, the afaf, if what you're saying is true. And that's what he's calling people to. He will have control. He will overtake where my two feet are now. Yes. The hadith is long. Okay. The scream. هو هنا هو هنا فإن كان ما تقول حقا فسيملك موضع قدم هاتين وقد كنت أعلم أنه خارج لم أكن أظن أنه منكم. I knew a prophet will come out, but I didn't know him being from you, in his own Arabs. فلو أني أعلم أني أخلص إليه لتجشمت لقاءه ولو كنت عنده لغسلت عن قدمه ثم دعا بكتاب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي بعث به دحية إلى عظيم بصرة فدفعه إلى هرقل فقرأه فإذا فيه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من محمد عبد الله ورسوله إلى هرقل عظيم الروم سلام على من اتبع الهدى. أما بعد فإني أدعوك بدعاية الإسلام أسلم تسلم يؤتك الله أجرك مرتين فإن توليت فإن عليك إثم الأريشيين. أريشيين ويا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينك ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا شهدوا بأننا مسلمون. المهم he said I knew he will come out, a prophet is coming out, but I didn't know he will come from you. If I would be able to be with him, I would have gone to him, and if I with him now, I would have washed his feet. Then he called the book that the messenger sallam sent to him, and he read the book, what was in the letter that the messenger sent to the Hiraqal. Al-Muhim, this leader, when he read the letter that he called them to, the Prophet called them, he saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman, this from Muhammad, Abdullah, the slave of Allah and the messenger of Allah to the Hiraqal, peace be upon the one who accept the guidance to proceed. I'm calling you to the call of Al-Islam. Accept Islam to be safe, and you get your reward twice. If you turn away, you will take the sin of your people. And then here is the ayah of the people of the book, come to a word which is between us, to worship number Allah, not to associate anyone with him worship, and not to take lords among us to one another beside Allah. If you turn away, then be witness, we are Muslimun. Abu Sufyan said, when he finished reciting the letter, reading the letter, then the people started yelling, screaming. وارتفعت الأصوات كثر عنده الصخب وارتفعت الأصوات وخرجنا. And we left. فقلت لأصحابي حين أخرجنا لقد أمر أمر ابن أبي كبشة جزاك الله إنه يخافه ملك بني الأصفر. يعني أبو سفيان, when he left there, he said to his people, those who were with him, really the matter of, you mean the Prophet ﷺ is so huge, so big. Even the king of non-Arabs is scared, is fearing. So he said his issue is bigger than what we thought.